Travel. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Association of Meat Importers and Exporters is urging the government to adopt a regional approach to the avian flu outbreak in Brazil. It's warned a blanket ban could hurt local consumers. The outbreak has prompted bans from countries in the EU, as well as Mexico, Chile and Uruguay. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The association says imported poultry helps close the supply gap and keeps prices in check. It's warned that any disruption could push up chicken prices and threaten food security in South Africa. It suggested that governments follow recommendations by the World Organization for Animal Health to restrict imports only from the specific affected regions in a country. The association says Brazil supplies over 84% of South Africa's poultry imports and more than 90% of its mechanically deboned meat used in processed products like polonia sausages. It's added that there is no local production or alternative markets of mechanically deboned meat to meet that demand. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man's been airlifted to hospital after an accident at an industrial site in Guadaguza on the north coast. The worker plunged some 15 metres to the ground earlier this afternoon. Kelsey J. Merrick is from IPSS Medical Rescue.
The man was found to have sustained critical injuries after falling approximately 3 stories. The decision was made to activate the AMS helicopter due to the critical nature of the man's injuries. He was flown to a specialist facility for further care.
The Department of Water and Sanitation says the private sector can help fix South Africa's municipal water crisis, but it insists this is not water privatization. Director General Sean Phillips suggests that private firms could assist with infrastructure, maintenance and operations, but that municipalities would remain in control. The National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency has been established to attract investment and improve service delivery. The move follows years of underinvestment, mismanagement and water losses of up to 35% in some areas. And finally, South Africa's ocean-inspired floral masterpiece has struck gold at the Chelsea Flower Show in London. It showcased the influence of the Indian and Atlantic Oceans on South Africa's flora. The award-winning display, led by renowned horticulturalist Leon Kluger and his team, was inspired by the country's rich coastal biodiversity. The exhibit featured 25,000 stems of locally grown flowers and fynbos. The victory marks South Africa's 39th medal over 4 decades at the world-famous flower show. The top story, the Association of Meat Importers and Exporters is urging the government to adopt a regional approach to the avian flu outbreak in Brazil. It's warned a blanket ban could drive up prices and hurt local consumers. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Hugo Bruce, full of praise for the Bafana under-20s after their AFCON triumph. Ruben Amorim welcomes back 3 players for the Europa League final tomorrow night. And England's Johnny Bairstow, the latest player to be called into the IPL as a replacement.